60 vehicles were nominated in three categories. The list was narrowed down to three finalists in each, and a team of 50 jurors drove them all before picking the winners. The car of the year went to the Chevrolet Corvette Stingray over the Hyundai Sonata and the Toyota Supra. Chief Engineer Taj Jukter says the manufacturing team in Bowling Green, Kentucky is increasing production of the Stingray.
They're getting ready to put on a second shift there to meet demand for this car. The reception for it has been so warm.
The Kia Telluride was named Utility Vehicle of the Year. Kia Motors America President Michael Cole says the company can't keep up with the demand that started with last year's Super Bowl game.
We believe we're a very hardworking brand that is providing, you know, vehicles for hardworking Americans.
The other finalists for Utility of the Year were the Lincoln Navigator and the Hyundai Palisade. The big three domestic car makers boasted all three finalists for Truck of the Year, including Ford's Ranger and the Ram Heavy Duty, but the winner was the Jeep Gladiator. Jim Morrison is vice president of Jeep North America.
You can take the doors off, you can take the top off, but it had to be what a pickup truck buyer was looking for, and that is a very capable pickup truck.
The 2021 Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year nominees will be announced at the Detroit Auto Show in June. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.